The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed Enova. Let's look at the role of multiple channels and tactics to manage those multiple channels within your marketing journey. If we've not met before, my name is Linda Reed Enova. I'm an ideas and marketing strategist and I love teaching you what I do, which is how to market your business. And that's what we're going to dive into in this session. We're going to look at the multiple marketing channels that you might have out there and how you can juggle them along the way. So first we need to look at what I mean when we talk about multiple marketing channels. It's all about having a presence where our audience is. We don't want to be doing multiple channels just for the sake of doing multiple channels, but we do want to be doing multiple channels to be where our audience is. So that's having a presence on things like social media. It's like attracting those people from social media to your email list, which is one of the two things you own on the internet, or to your website. It's about doing content marketing, videos, creating tools like this, send information along the way. It's about educating your market. It's about creating podcasts or being guests on other people's content and being consistent across all of these platforms. Now, the benefits about multi-channel marketing is if you can set it up, you're creating really good evergreen content, you can repurpose, you can use things like the analytics and the insights and balance that creativity between the analytics and insights to make sure that we're delivering it across channel along multiple times. There's a few tools that I like to use when we're doing the multi-channel marketing. There are tools out there like Metrical, which give you amazingly good stats. So the stats are when to deliver that piece of content you've created on the platform at the right time. There are tools out there like Repurpose that allow us to be able to take that piece of content we've created. I use it especially for short form to then be able to make sure that it's delivered with a couple of hours breaks across the other channels. So it means I create the content once and I deliver it in all the other spaces. And the reason we do things like that is because multi-channel marketing means we've created the piece of content once and we're doing the best thing we possibly can do to distribute it and make sure it gets its widest reach. Now, the other thing about multi-channel marketing is when we're looking at jumping in to communicating with our audience across a number of platforms, we communicate in different styles. So for example, blogs is written content. So you might write articles, you might write blogs. You're engaging for the styles of people who like to read and consume their content. Video allows you to create video form that allows you to be able to connect with people who like that visual connection, that human to human connection, to see you smile, to touch you through the computer screen. That's where video comes into power. And then you've got podcasting, where podcasting works on the audio, the people who want to listen to the wisdom or the insights or the tips that you have along the way. Now, all of these formats have not only the possibility for you to create content on your own site, but it also has the possibility for you to be able to create content elsewhere. It also means that if you're creating a very good video series or a very good audio series out there in a podcast, or you're creating a blog post, you can take that content and then repurpose it into another channel. You could look at repurposing ebooks. You could look at repurposing it into courses or mini challenges that are delivered via email over a couple of days. That's just some of the examples of multi-channel marketing. Now, the big thing about it is, and when we start creating content, we try to do all of these channels at once. And while it's lovely to say that we can, we don't then optimize and make sure that everything's been done in the right way. So what I suggest is when we start this process is you pick one or two channels. You're okay, well, I'm going to make long form video. Okay, long form video transfers really well to Facebook, to YouTube, to LinkedIn, and it does all of those sorts of things. So I'm going to make the long form video. I'm going to optimize it. I'm going to spend time writing the right descriptions, and I'm going to place that video out there on YouTube. And then a little bit later, I might use tools like Repurpose to have it go out to Facebook. And then I might have tools go out to LinkedIn. And you still would have to do a little bit of manual optimization on those tools once it goes out to those other channels. But you've got one piece of content you're creating, video that's going across three channels, just on the world of socials. Other component then that we've got with that video is we can then take it and create a transcript. Now it becomes a blog on our website. Then we embed the video because YouTube in particular loves it when you send people to watch video from your website. So you embed the video into your website. Now we've got that content now not only on YouTube and videos, we've got it on our website. So from an SEO point of view, the multi-channel is coming in. Now where you really want to up this multi-channel game, and this is why I love video as the option to be able to do it. We've now got the video out there. It's been out there for a month. And then using a tool like Opus Clip, now that video that's now out there, doing well on socials, on our website, possibly even being included on our website, now being clipped into 30 or 60 second increments that you can use on short form. So now you're tapping into the short form multi-channel option as well. And then you've got the video transcript. So you've got the transcript that's out there that's got amazing content in it. And you can take that and you can put it into an AI tool and ask it to be able to create you maybe some blog posts or some video ideas based on that video. Once you've had the AI tool do that, you want to make sure that you refine it and be a little bit more like you. Sometimes managing multi-channel marketing can be confusing. And that's why in the AI Async and Automation Hub, we really teach you those workflows of how to take those pieces of content and automate those sorts of things. So whether that's that video going out and then being repurposed to somewhere else, or whether that's that blog and changing that transcript using some AI tools, or whether it's using things like Opus Clip to clip things down, it's all about making sure you follow those workflows.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.